Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to another episode of Wine Unwind, a podcast where I tell you what kind of wine I'm drinking, where I got it from, and I talk about all things in the world that are happening, whether it's on social media, on the news, or just a topic that's pressing to me. And of course, I'm your host, Ebony Nicole. And today, I'm actually having Moscato Sangria, but I think this is Carl Rossi, however you say that. I seen it at Kenwood's, so I bought it, and it's pretty good. It's light, it's very light, it's sweet. It was either this or drink Remy, and since it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I ain't really want to drink no Remy yet. Catch me in a few hours, I might have popped it open though. But today, I wanted to touch on a topic that I've been seeing a lot since it's the new year, and people are making New Year's resolutions and new year, new me, and I left this person in 2019 and blah, 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 blah. Most of the time, it's a load of bullshit. But for those of us who aren't bullshitting or just really want to change, I had was thinking of things that actually hold us back and wanted to share that information with you guys. I felt like it was three traits that we all have, and I'll use myself in many of the examples as to how once we change these things or how it looks when we accept these things. So one of my biggest things about change and changing yourself is procrastination. I know, just using myself as an example, my weight fluctuates. It goes up and down and up and down. And I know a New Year's resolution for people is always to lose weight. And it's been one of man a few years ago. And I would just procrastinate about going to the gym. And then when I did start going to the gym, I'd be inconsistent as fuck. Like, I would be so inconsistent, which is another one of the traits that I feel like hold us back is procrastinating and being inconsistent. And I would be so inconsistent. And finally, when I did get consistent about going to the gym all the time, you know, like on it, I'd be 6-7 months in and I'd be doing well, been toned up what I wanted to tone up, looking like a different person. And then summer happens. Summertime will come around, I start going out, kicking it, drinking. I start fucking with somebody new or start going on vacations and shit. And it'll throw me off my square. And then now I'm not working out as much as I was. I done fell out of my routine. And I'm inconsistent about starting my routine again. I would keep telling myself, like, oh, I'm gonna go on Monday. I'm going to go on Saturday. I'm going to make sure I go after work because after work, I have a lot of energy. You know, making them excuses for myself until I actually got tired of my own shit and got serious about it. Like, you know what? I'm going to stay on top of this because this is something that I want to do. I really got sick of me and I have to change that. I'm not fully where I want to be right now, and that's partly due to me being inconsistent and procrastinating. But that's one of the things that I really want to touch on. Also, a lot with me trying to lose weight, I would get complacent. Like, well, shit. Like, no matter how much weight I lose, I always got this little pudgy belly anyway. So, whatever. You know, I just got a little belly. But I know my goal is to get rid of the belly. So, you know, I just be like, whatever. I'm fan as fuck, though. You know, like, making them excuses for myself once again because I was getting complacent with what I had already achieved when I knew I wanted better. And not just with weight. Even with, like, people and relationships, when you feel like you're not getting what you should be getting, or people being inconsistent with you, not just relationships with the opposite sex, but even with friends and family and things like that, like making sure that nobody is halfway fucking with you. So example, like say you meet somebody new and you fucking with them hard, like hard, y'all know how that go. It'll be a few months, few weeks of y'all chilling, like you bonding, you fucking with that person. Then all of a sudden, every day turning every other day. Every other day turning into once a week. Once a week turning into once in every 2 weeks and so forth and so on. Until it's ever so often that you talk to or see this person. And you still fuck with them. You still fuck with them like none of this shit ever transpired. Because you're comfortable with their inconsistencies. Like you accepting them being inconsistent with you and fucking with you halfway. And then them fucking with you halfway makes you feel some kind of way, but it's just like, who am I to say anything about somebody fucking with me halfway when we don't have any titles or anything like that? No, 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 no. You don't have to accept nobody's inconsistency, no matter what the title is. It's girl, fuck you, or boy, fuck you. I ain't got to deal with that. Like, if you fuck with me, you fuck with me, no matter what the title is. But if I sit back and I accept this shit, that tends to create insecurities in males and females when somebody decides to halfway fuck with you. Or even in friendships, when you found that you always there for a motherfucker, you always got they back, you always they shoulder lean on, they need something, you got them 100%, it don't matter. But then when the tables turn, a motherfucker act like you got two heads. You know what I'm saying? Or if the when the tables turn, they be like, they can't relate to whatever your issue is, even if it's just you venting. Even if I just need you to listen to me talk, they can't do it. You got two heads to them. I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to accept that from nobody. You don't have to accept those inconsistencies from people because it perpetrates other things like insecurities in males and women or not being able to trust people and things like that. You got to get tired of your own shit and other people's shit. So when you say, like, you know what? I'm sick of this shit. Boy, fuck you. You don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you. It's real simple. You ain't gonna call me when you want to, or fuck with me when you want to, or girl, I'm there whenever you need me, but you can't even just listen to a bitch talk. Girl, fuck you. Handle your own shit and make sure when you handle your own shit, don't include me. You know what I'm saying? Those kind of inconsistencies. So I wanted to make it clear that, you know, us having these goals and these resolutions, they don't just stop at things that we want to do for ourselves. It goes deeper into things that we want to change about ourselves and about the people around us and things like that. Because once you begin to make those small changes, like stop procrastinating or stop being inconsistent or not being complacent, even if it's just one thing, even if you stop procrastinating about one thing, like going to the gym, losing weight, you'll see that once you stop procrastinating about that and you get more consistent with going to the gym, your lifestyle change, what you eat change, the type of places you go when you go out change. You start to broaden your horizons to different things. It starts to make you think different and make you be different and experience different things. So with that being said, once you change one thing, it's literally like a snowball effect. And so many things about you can become better because we are our own worst enemy. We tend to get in our own way when it comes to changes that need to be made. And a lot of times we don't see that. We don't see that we in our way. We don't see that I'm being complacent with this shit. And I am a poster child for being fucking complacent, for being inconsistent, and for procrastinating. But I also am someone who literally learned to stop procrastinating on things I want to do and stop being inconsistent and not being accepting of what's in front of me and wanting more. And once I decided that I wanted more, everything started to change for me. Everything. And I started to broaden my horizons on things that I wanted to do. Like I've said before, I'm kind of a person, if I want to do something, I do it. If I say I'm going to do it, I do it. I don't pussyfoot around it. I just do it. But I wasn't always like that. It took time for me to really get sick of my own shit. And not only that, just us adults, you know, us real adults, like not people who just say they're grown, but they ain't grown. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Us real adults, a lot of us got people paying attention to us, kids, nieces, nephews, cousins. I know me personally, I have a plethora of little cousins that are girls. And I've heard from all of them that they look up to me. And to me, it's like, I ain't shit to look up to. I'm a regular ass person. But to them, it's like, no, you know, they see something in me that I don't see. So I can't sit back and be complacent or procrastinate on anything. Because then if they see me doing it, they're going to feel like it's okay for them doing it. And I want them to be the best versions of themselves. Now, don't get me wrong. I keep it real with them. I'm always a buck with them about everything. If life is handing me shit, I just let them know. If I'm having a hard time with things, I let them know. And I talk to them about it because they're not really little kids. They 20 and 19 and 22 and shit like that. So I really talk to them about life. Life sometimes will really fuck you in the ass. And sometimes you really just got to lube that motherfucker up and take it. You know, you just got to go along with it and make the best of it and fight back. So I try my best to make sure that I'm not being inconsistent or complacent or procrastinating or anything. So life ain't fucking me in the ass. And so I ain't got to learn to like this fucking lube. I can just keep going. Now, don't get me wrong. You're going to have shortfalls and things like that. But once you start to change those things about yourself and become better the best version of you, when life does start handing you lemons, it becomes so much easier. Like, the taste is sweeter. It's easier to deal with. It's like, oh, this ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? You become real hard body to shit. So I feel like that we have to get out of our own way. And these are three traits that I know I saw in different situations in life, not just, oh, with Wade or with relationships, even with jobs. I can, once again, using myself as an example, I learned to stop being inconsistent with the things that I wanted for my career. If can't nobody make this career happen for me, I can't depend on nobody to do this for me but me. So once I decided that, you know what, I'm going to be more consistent with applying to jobs and things like that, I'm not going to procrastinate on the things that I want to do. If I want to do it, I'm going to do it. If it's something I want to learn, I'm going to reach out to the person who knows how to do it and ask them to teach me. I'm never going to be complacent with where I am in my career, because there's always somewhere higher to go. So for me, what that looked like, because I work in the corporate world, it looked like setting up coffee meetings, literally emailing someone and asking them, can we sit in Starbucks and have a talk? And me asking them to tell me about their life and their career plan. A lot of times you don't want to hear nobody talk about their fucking self. But if you figure out the information you can gain just from, you know, having those relationships and listening to what they're saying, it becomes, opens up a new world for you, because then you realize how you correlate to that. Or even just fixing my resume and sending it to people, because this is how I introduce myself. Okay, my name is Ebony, et cetera, et cetera. Here am I, you know, this is what I do. This is what I'm great at. And I may not want to be a part of your team, but I would like to shadow your team. And this is why. And this is what makes me qualified. Even if I wanted to be a part of it, I could be. You know, not being afraid to step out that way or whatnot. That's what it looks like for me. I know for everybody else, it's different. I know with my friends, like I said in my last podcast, I have a dope group of friends. And they motivate me. They motivate me a lot. So like, even when it came to this podcast, like my friend who started a YouTube page, and I misspoke on the last podcast, it is AJTV Family. I am going to include a link to the YouTube page in the description box below. She literally talked about it maybe once or twice with us. And next thing you know, she had her YouTube page. And I told her, like, that is so inspiring, because you know, it's one thing to talk about something, but it's another thing to do it. And her inspiration was her kids. Like, my kids really want to do this. So if it's something they want to do, I can't procrastinate with it. And I can't sit on my ass and be inconsistent with it. I have to do this shit. So it motivated me to do my podcast, because it's something I really wanted to do. No one else telling me to do it, but something that I really wanted to do. Or even with my friend that's going to school to be a nurse practitioner, like, she does not stop. She's always on go. Even if we at birthday parties or whatever, she will leave a party to go study. You know, that's so inspiring, because it's like, it's something in you that says, I want to do this, so I'm going to do it. And I don't care what I have to do to get there. And I said this before, if you don't have people around you who inspire you, get new friends. If you don't got people around you who call you out on your procrastination and call you out on your inconsistencies and call you out on being complacent, get new friends. And if you can't do that to the people around you without them getting offended, get new friends. Because people who love you, they want to see you do good, and they will make sure that you do good. They will hold you accountable for your shit. Now, not everybody do that, because it ain't their life. It's kind of like, your life, nah, man. I don't give a fuck what you got going on. But I know just with me and my group of friends, we hold each other accountable for our shit. It's like, no, bitch, if you said you was going to do this, you need to be doing it. Don't sit back and talk to me about some shit. Don't talk my ear off. Do that shit. And it's not in a malicious way at all. That's just saying, I believe in you. So if you don't believe, bitch, I don't know what to tell you, but I believe in you. So you better find it somewhere in that body and get on what you want to do, you know? And that's just you seeing things and other people that they should be doing better, and you seeing that maybe they have these three traits, or they've developed these three traits out of whatever happened in life, and they need to be better. So you're trying to help them knock it down. I feel like that's really big, and that's something that we should do more as a people. The reason why I chose the three traits is because I see it's like a commonality in a lot of things and a lot of facets of life, where you just get comfortable and complacent with things. And this is no shade to nobody. Nobody at all. I know a lot of people who have like Section 8 or low income housing. And most people who do have that is not what they want to be. They always trying to get to something better. Always. This is just a stepping stone to get to where they want to be. At least the people I know. I really don't know anyone who has low income or Section 8 housing who is just complacent with being in that situation. We may laugh and joke about it. Like, yeah, my rent $50 and I enjoy this. But that's not really the environment that they want. That's not really what they want to do. But you have a lot of people who are okay with living off the government. It is just perfectly fine. I can see if it's a situation where you have no choice. You can't. Maybe you're impaired in some way or something like that. You have no choice. This is all you have. Cool. But this is the option you was given. So you living within that means. But if you are able-bodied as fuck and you can do way more than what the fuck you doing, but you just complacent with what you got going on. I'm complacent with not really having a job. I don't got to have a job because as long as I don't got no job, I don't got no rent. Like, what the fuck? Who's comfortable with that? I know there are people who are like that. And I feel like if we can change that mind state, we can change an abundance of things, because that's where complacentness starts. You get complacent with, I'm okay with somebody else doing what they have to do for me. Like, a lot of times sometimes you see these women who are kept bitches. They never had a job. They don't have to have a job. They don't strive for anything else because they fuck what they need. Fuck for what they need. If that's your hustle, I don't knock you. But once that pussy is worn out, then what the fuck you gonna do? Because somebody else is fronting the bill for you. So you ain't getting tired of using this motherfucker. You just complacent with, this is what I have to do, or this is what I'm doing to get by. But if we can change that mind state of, no, just being a bad bitch is not good enough. You can be a bad bitch and own a business. You can be a bad bitch and have a great job or have a career. You can be a bad bitch and be an impeccable mother. But people don't see that. They only see that you a bad bitch. You get what I'm saying? So once we stop perpetuating that these are the things that we can be okay with. We're complacent with it. We're okay with, you know, I can get by on my looks. We're okay with this kid who doesn't necessarily have to sell drugs or doesn't have to scam. They're doing it because everyone else is doing it. It's fun. No, drug dealers I know sold drugs because they had to, not because they wanted to. It was just the environment they were in. It was the situation they were in. So they had to. And when they had the opportunity to change it, they did. So I feel like if we put this in the atmosphere, if we say, you know what, you have to stop being complacent with this, stop being complacent with this environment and strive for better, and strive for better in a way that you got it, not taking it from nobody. Because I know it feels good to say that I did it on my own and nobody gave me shit. That feels great. So if we can, you know, get that out in our atmosphere and get that out in our environment and get that out in our community, we would have so many black billionaires. We would have so many doctors, lawyers, politicians, teachers. We would have so much more than what we're looking at today. We would have so many more positive black images to look at. And I feel like within the black community, there has began this camaraderie amongst us that hasn't spread as far as it should. This love amongst us where we're not accepting people's shit. I've seen it and I believe in it, that it's we're at a time where we can call out each other's flaws, and we at a time where we can say, I'm saying this because I love you. I'm saying this because I want you to be better. I don't want you to be complacent with where you are. I don't want you to procrastinate on the dreams that you want to do. I don't want you to do that. And because I don't want you to do that, I'm going to push you to be your better self. And I feel like it's okay to those people you love to call them out on it. It's okay to be examples for those in your community or those in your environment. But I feel like it starts with us as individuals. We have to get tired of our own shit. And these was just three traits that I saw because I kept seeing people's New Year's resolutions. And I just kept thinking, like, we get in our own way. And this is how. This is how we get in our own way. Because we procrastinate. Because we're inconsistent. Because we get complacent. We have to literally get those things out of our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. Like, we have to, there is no no. We have to take no out of our vocabulary. No and can't. Because if nobody can tell you no, the possibilities are endless. And if you never use the word can't, I can't do this. You can do anything. You can literally do anything. As long as you try your best to do it. As long as you put your mind to it, you can. And I feel like if we as a community, if we as a people, or as we as individuals, just try our best to get rid of things that are getting in our way, these traits that stop us from being our better selves, we will be better people. And you will tend to accomplish those small goals, those, you know, short-term goals. Me personally, I guess I'm just programmed because work in the corporate world, I do the year on quarters. So that's how I set my goals, quarterly. Every month, I want to accomplish something new, even if it's something small. It can be the smallest thing. Like last month, it was literally rearranging my closet because I had a bunch of shit in my closet. Throwing away old shit. I ain't waiting till the spring. I'm going to do it now. You know, like simple shit because I hate clutter. I hate to feel like my life is cluttered. So I want to get rid of this now. It's simple, but it makes me feel better. You know, things like that. So I felt like it was something big that I actually wanted to share with you guys because, like I say, if we get rid of these traits, these things that get in our way, we can be much better as a people, not only just individuals, but people, as people. And then we can influence our younger generations because they don't see complacency, because they don't see anyone being stagnant, because they don't see anyone, you know, procrastinating on the things they want to do. And right now is the easiest time to become a millionaire. If you just literally put your best foot forward for your goals, it's so easy. We live in a generation of like literal, like overnight sensation, overnight millionaires. People are looking to, you know, invest. And it's specifically to me, I've seen it so much. Invest in the Black community, in something, in our culture, in our food, in our clothes, and everything. So now is the time to get tired of your own shit and be the best version of yourself. Change all the things about you, not just because it's the new year. Change it because you want to be better. Stop procrastinating. Stop being complacent with where you are. And just be better. Like, be the best version of you. You can't do those things if you aren't, you know, putting your best foot forward. Stop being inconsistent with the things you want to do. No one's getting in your way. Just you. All right. So that was my talk for today, guys. I'm going to drink the rest of this wine. And I might bust open my Remy bottle. And y'all have a good evening. Oh, wait. No, I got one more thing to say. Am I the only person who watched The Fall from Grace and felt like if Tyler Perry made this whole big-ass studio in Atlanta, and Atlanta got all these fucking hairdressers and stuff like that, nigga, did you have to go to the beauty supply and buy these wigs? Did you have to? Why? Why, Tyler? Why? Why didn't you get one of these impeccable-ass beauticians, Black beauticians, might I add, who have worked to perfect their craft? Instead, you went to the beauty supply and bought these stale-ass fucking wigs and sprayed on all this Beijing on this man's head. You wrong. You is wrong. I love that movie, but I was so distracted by the fucking hair. The hair. And then to top it off, like, Tyler, once again, I love you. I love you, and I feel like the movie was great. But get some of your actors' acting classes because the emotion was not there. It just wasn't there for me. But I love the story. The story was great. The movie was great. But yeah, work on that. You in Atlanta. It's like the mecca of everything. Clothes, hair, makeup. Come on now. You can do this. You can do it. All right, y'all. I need Tyler to know I'm tired of his shit. All right, bye.